Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Lamed Gimel, Kiddushin 33a, pagination is 65. We're going to start on the facing page, Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, about a quarter of the way from the bottom. At the end of a line, two dots, and then Tafresh, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. Our topic is the theme of honoring people deserving of honor. And the particular pasuk that we're dealing with is in Parshas Kiddoshim, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis, famous pasuk, Mipnei Seva Takum, in front of an older person you should stand, meaning show honor, V'Hadarta Pnei Zaken, and you should show honor to a sage, V'Yareisa Me'elokecha Ani Hashem, and you should fear Hashem. So the three parts to the pasuk: seva, to honor an elderly person; zaken, to honor a sage; and to fear Hashem. Let's see how the Gemara develops this. Mipnei seva takum, you should arise in front of an older person. Yachal afilu mipnei zaken ashmoi, I would think, even if the older person is not a righteous, good person. Talmud lomar zaken, ve'in zaken elo chacham. It says the word zaken in the same pasuk, so we get the idea that this is not just a gezeiras hakosav automatically because the person has more years on you, so you're going to stand up. It's talking about something special that an older person has, similar to a zaken, a wise person. Let's develop the zaken theme, and then we'll go back to the seva. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 people from the zakenim, from the elders of the Jewish people. And you see from that, zaken is an element of prestige. Again, it's not just a gezeiras hakosav because he's old. It's that he's old, and we'll see in a moment, and he has life experience. He's a good person. He's sensible. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ein zaken ela misha kana chachma. When it says the word zaken, it's a contraction of sorts. It means misha kana chachma. Ze shekana chachma. This person who has an acquisition. An acquisition in the terms of Torah would be wisdom. And zaken therefore means, if you'll look four lines from the bottom, afilu yanik v'chachim v'chakim, even if he's young but he's wise, then he falls into this category and we would stand up out of respect. So again, mipnei seva takum, an elderly person, but not someone who's lacking in basic positive attributes. V'hadarta p'nei zaken is, even if he's not elderly, he's not zaken in terms of age, but he's zeshekana chachma, he has an acquisition of wisdom, even if he's young. And then the last part of the pasuk, v'yareisa me'elokecha, you should fear Hashem. Let's go on to today's daf, and you'll see midway in the wide lines, midway on the line, there's a two dots. Yocho Yatzim Einav Kemisha Lo Ra'ehu. I would think that a person would close their eyes as if they don't see this respectable person passing by, and then they won't have to stand up. And the Gemara means to say that's why the end of the pasuk had to tell us, V'yareisa Me'elokecha, fear Hashem. And the Gemara doesn't even bother going there and right away jumps in and says, Ato b'rashi yaskinan, you think we're dealing with wicked people? What, a person's going to make believe he didn't know it was kosher, so he's going to eat it. A person's going to make believe he didn't know it was Shabbos, so he's going to do something he's not supposed to. A person's going to make believe he didn't see the elderly person, so he's not going to stand up. It doesn't make sense that the Torah would be talking to wicked people. If a guy's wicked, he's wicked. That's not what we're... Elo yachol yatzim einav mikamei delimte zeman chiyuva. What we were dealing with here, that the Torah had to say, fear Hashem, is a person who would turn away in order that when the elderly person or the respectable person comes close enough that it's appropriate to stand up, he indeed does not notice them. He sees the person coming, so he purposely buries his head in the book so that when the person comes in close proximity, he indeed does not have an obligation because he doesn't know when that happens. He purposely turns his back to the elderly person in the distance, or to the Torah sage in the distance, in order that when the person comes closer, he won't have to stand up and show respect. So that's what we were talking about. Indeed, he won't see the person when he comes close, so he won't have to stand up or show respect. That's what the end of the pasuk came to tell us, that there's a standing up requirement, and you should apply fear of Hashem to the way it is practiced. So we have a sense in this pasuk of its three parts. Mipnei seva takum, you should stand up for an elderly person, but not if the person is not respectable. If he's ashmoi, which Rashi and Tosfos discuss how extreme the person has to be in the negative not to stand up for him. But if you have a regular, respectable person, there's a requirement to stand up. The second part of the pasuk, v'hadarta p'nei zaken, to honor a person, not necessarily zaken as an elderly, but zeshekana, this person who has an acquisition of wisdom. And you should fear Hashem, you should not look to evade this requirement of honor. Let's drop down to the last six lines of the page at the end of the line. Isi ben Yehuda omer mepnei seva takom afilu kol seva b'mashma. Isi ben Yehuda taught that indeed, when it comes to an elderly person, provided presumably that the guy isn't wicked or a bad, non-respectable person, but provided that he's a regular, respectable elder, a person is obligated to stand up for him. Om Rabbi Yechanan said, Halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda, we paskin straightforward like Isi ben Yehuda, and you have to stand up. Rabbi Yechanan avakoy mikamei savi de'armoi, and indeed Rabbi Yechanan stood up even for non-Jewish elders. Omar kamahir partiki odu alayu dahani, how much life experience, how many difficult situations these people passed through, and they have life experience, and that deserves to be respected. Rashi says, mikraos vitzaros, events and difficult, distressing situations. V'ra'u nisim harbe umofsim, and they saw many miracles, many wonders, many salvations. Very interesting that according to Rashi, the key of life experience is the awareness we've been in a difficult situation before and Hashem pulled us through, and therefore they look at the current difficult situation in a different light, in a different attitude. Another possibility in Hirpartiki, a way to phrase it, is it's never as bad as it seems. I've been in difficult situations, and Hashem comes through, so that's something, that's a quality, that's a life quality, if the person learned from his experiences, that's worthy of respect. Rava mekim lokoi, Rava did not stand up, per se, but hider avad luhu, but he did a degree of honor. He made like he was lifting himself from his seat in respect and in greeting. Similarly, Abaya yohiv yoda lesavi, Abaya would reach out his hand to the elderly people to assist them. Again, an expression of respect, but not quite as clear as a Torah scholar. In Halacha, this is brought in Resh Mem Dalet of Yoredeya Se'if Zayin. Afilu Chacham Shehu Yeled Omed Mifnei Zaken Hamuflag Bezikna. Even a Torah scholar, but he's young, would stand up in front of a person who's remarkably elderly. Ve'ena chayev lamad malo kamaso, but you don't have to stand up the full amount. Elekadei lahadro, only enough to honor, the way we saw the other opinions, the statement of Rava, the statement of Abaye, the way they honored, but not full standing if the person is a Talmud Chacham. Afilu zakin oved kochavim mahadrim oso bedvarim v'nosin lo yad l'somcho. Even if the elderly person is a non-Jew, we would respect them and we would reach out to them. There's discussion in the Gra, Sifkatan Yud Aleph, what would happen if the person we're talking about is younger and is not a Talmud Chacham. Would he be bound to stand up full? And perhaps the only reason that we were discussing Hidur, just a degree of honor, was because there's a balancing act here. The younger person is a Talmud Chacham, so he shows respect, but not full standing up. But had it been a regular person who was witnessing the elderly person going by, perhaps he would have to stand up full length in respect for the elderly person. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.